I'm here in Portland in Dorset with Ed Miliband. Ed, how's the visit going today?
So it's very exciting to be here in Portland and to see the scope of possibility for an area like this in the green jobs of the future. We're going to be having a big offshore wind farm in the Round 3 project, as it's called, near here in the next decade. And there's a real chance for Portland to be the place where the turbines essentially get constructed and taken out to sea. And I've seen the excitement there is here among the people who run this port about the possibilities. And I think this speaks to a much bigger argument about how you get the green jobs of the future. Do you believe in climate change? And are you willing for government to make the investments that are necessary to make it happen? Jim Knight's here. He's got an opponent who seems to even doubt climate change is happening. I know who I would rather have fighting for jobs in this area.
We're 2 weeks into the campaign. What sort of issues are voters raising with you as you talk to them?
People are raising all kinds of issues, but I think the most important thing is, what's the economic future going to look like? How are we going to secure the recovery? And how do we build the jobs of the future? So we're not just dependent on financial services, we have real manufacturing. Green jobs is a big, big opportunity. It's no longer rhetoric, it's actually starting to be a reality. You've seen some of the biggest offshore wind manufacturers, Siemens, GE, Mitsubishi, Clipper, all coming to say that they want to locate in Britain. Now we need to make sure the jobs actually land here, and that's why you need a Labour government to continue.
You recently ran Ed's Pledge. Did you get a good response to that?
I got thousands of people who were interested. This was before Copenhagen. And I think it speaks to the fact that there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people across this country who care about the environment and who realise that climate change isn't just an environmental issue anymore. It's a jobs issue. It's what does the future of our economy look like? And you see this here today in Portland as well.
Ed, thank you very much.